Kaylee, getting ready for the GPAC Championships coming up this coming weekend, Sioux Center, Iowa. Always one of the big highlights of whether it be the indoor season or the outdoor season. It's been a pretty good indoor season, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it started off pretty slow. It took me a while to kind of get my footing back for throwing weight, but it started to hop in and peak at the right time, so...
I know coming off a pretty good meet this past week, you were at Concordia for their big invite. You always do want to do well there, but fifth place finish in the weight throw. Were you pleased with the marks?
It was one of those days where it just kind of felt off, but I had a longer, rough week at practice just trying to figure out some stuff to get my throws to go really far instead of just far. And so we were kind of in a building process and just took it day by day and... wasn't the outcome we were expecting, but just got to stay positive and keep working towards the biggest goal, and that's this weekend in Nationals. So
I'm sure the coaches work with you and work with you over and over, just trying to perfect things. And hey, let's try this. If that thing's not working, let's try this. And every day, you know, practice, that's why you have practice for it. So you're trying to perfect things, but I'm sure the wonderful coaches to work with over there, aren't there?
Oh yes. I absolutely love working with Lurs. He's very patient, because there's days where he probably could rip my head off, but hey, that's okay, because we need those days, and we love just having coaches that are there to support you. And Ed's always kind of wandering around the throws, you know, just there to cheer us on too. And he was right there right when I had one of my biggest throws this season and was there to give me a hug. So
as far as making, of course, the goal is to make it the national meet. And you want to do good in your conference, don't get me wrong, but the national meet, what's it look like as far as your numbers for Gainesville, Florida, March 5th, 6th, 7th? That's ultimate goal in your events. Are you? What's it look like? Are you pretty close? So what's it look like?
Yeah, so I've hit B, which is good. I'm sitting, I think, 13th or 14th in the nation right now. So hoping to hit A mark this weekend and bump into the top eight or so. So that's the goal.
I think Coach Fai has explained to me, I think once or twice probably over the last couple of years, the A and B standard, the difference when it comes to qualifying for the NAIA National Championships. Could you explain it to me, our listeners, once again, how that works?
Basically, they have like a mark set. So like 17:39 is A mark, and then 1660 something is B mark. So like if you hit B mark, you have up until top, no matter what, top 20 in the nation go to nationals, right? So if you hit B mark, you're technically secure to go. But if you hit that A mark, no matter what, you're going to go to nationals. So if there's 20 A marks or 20 A marks, those 20 A marks go. Like no B marks would be able to make it. So the goal is to be the top 20 in the nation and for sure hit an A or a B mark. Your A marks, you're for sure going, and then your B mark, you're most likely going. But as long as you sit in that top 20, you're pretty much secure.
So you're sitting pretty good. With one meet left, you'd like to improve even more, but you're sitting pretty good right now.
Yes, for sure.
And another outstanding group of throwers you're working with each and every meet on your own team. And, of course, the competition, well, but you're on your own team. You've got a bunch of great throwers again this year, don't you?
Yes, I have Mia. She's right up there. She's an awesome senior, and I love just bouncing back and forth with her. And Trinity's kind of her sophomore season's really kicked off, and she's going to do great things here at Doan too. And she's still young and learning how to compete, and so am I. But she's going to do great things too. And us three just kind of go head-to-head, and it's really nice because, I mean, what's better than having your top, some of the top five throwers in the GPAC sitting there at practice pushing you. Like, Lurs has talked about it, like, there's nothing more than having those people to push you in the gym. Like, how many other schools have that? And it's just, like, a blessing in disguise, because sometimes it sucks because you're just sitting back like, dang, when am I going to hit those marks? But then you realize those are the people that push you the hardest and give you those opportunities to be better.
I take it it's going to come down to Doan and Concordia again for the conference indoor meet this weekend. Am I wrong in that?
Actually, it's between us and Dort.
Uh-huh.
for women's side. Dort's really picked up this last year, so we just got to keep them on the DL and for sure make sure our name, the Doan name, is in front of Concordia and Dort. So
it really doesn't matter who's second or third as long as Doan is number one at the top at the end of the day, correct?
Correct.
And I know we talked to Kylie earlier on this season. Man, you've got great throwers, the runners, the sprints, the relays, your distance people, the other field events. Man, there's so many ladies out there who are really good for this Doan team again this year.
The whole team just really stands out in their own ways and pushes through. And it's crazy. Like, the sprints have really picked up this year and the jumps, and it's just crazy to watch everyone, like, as I've gone through college, just improve so much. And we have underclassmen coming in, pushing the upperclassmen. And our team is just, like, stacked across the board. And it's so cool to be a part of that team.
I know after the outdoor nationals at Gainesville, you don't have much of really that much time off. And you're right to the outdoor season.
Yeah. Lures will usually give us that week after nationals off, kind of just chill, but then it's straight back into it and training for hammer and discus and just going for that one big goal.
I've asked you this year after year, and I think you've always kind of told me the outdoor season is the favorite of the two. Is that right?
Yes, I absolutely adore throwing the hammer.
And I think if you would ask or surveyed a lot of the women and men, would be safe to say 70% would choose outdoor over indoors?
Oh, for sure. There's only like a select few that are like, oh my gosh, I love indoor more than outdoor.
It's your junior season, Kaylee, so you got one more after this. It's hard to believe. You're counting down to the end.
I know. It's so crazy. It seriously goes by so fast, and I think sometimes I take it for granted, and I'm just like, I'm ready to be done, but because my body hurts after how many years of doing this, but I look at it, it's such a blessing to get to be able to be a collegiate athlete and perform it the way I've performed, and just a so real moment to realize that it's almost over.
I'm sure those trainers, you have trainers at the school, and they take care of you, but, you know, the aches and pains and everything, you're seeing those folks on a daily basis, I bet, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, every day. They're basically like more, you call them a friend half the time just because you're around them more than you're around your friends half the time. So
so have you thought about, with one more year left, what you're going to do? I mean, ahead of time, what any plans? You're starting to get those plans together a little bit, or just, hey, I'm going to wait until the time comes next year?
Oh, honestly, I'm just one of those college kids that says, well, I'm getting a degree, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it, because I'm getting a psychology degree right now, and I just quite don't know what I want to do with it yet, but I can quite literally do whatever I want to do with it. So it's kind of a diverse thing.
Exactly right. Well, the time comes, you're going to find some place, and the job's going to be there for you, and you're going to miss track. Obviously, you're going to miss it, but in due time, it'll pass, and your life will go on, right?
For sure. It'll be a moment in time that I'll always remember.